Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Pete against and the Moose, and we're here back again for another episode of the Premier League podcast on footballpredictions.net for the games of the 21st and 22nd of September 2024. What do we have lined up, Moose?
Yeah, we start with a London derby. West Ham takes on Chelsea, and then the match between the two promoted teams, Southampton and Ipswich. Tottenham takes on Brentford. Fulham takes on Newcastle. Aston Villa takes on Wolverhampton. Bournemouth travels to Liverpool. Leicester takes on Everton. Crystal Palace takes on Man United. Forest visits Brighton. And finally, the big one, Man City takes on Arsenal.
Yep, and you can see all the details for all of these matches that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, alongside the fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels plus video streaming services, as well as team news, stats, match odds.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Match odds from local bookmakers.
Sorry, mate. Look in the description of this podcast episode and you will find direct clickable links to all the matches that we're going to discuss now. And geolocation and live stream rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Upcoming matches. The first one is West Ham United, 14th. Terrible. It will take on Chelsea, who are in eighth. Not too bad, actually an improvement from last season already. Or is it? Kicks off Saturday, 21st of September. That's the lunchtime kickoff, 12:30 in the UK. For this game, footballpredictions.net provides your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. You can watch it on Discovery Plus, this one, TNT Sports 1, TNT Sports Ultimate. So, how are they doing, West Ham, and how are they doing, Chelsea?
Yeah, pretty average start to the season for West Ham. At least Chelsea might say it's a bit better because, to be honest, their only defeat was that right at the beginning of the season at home to Man City. And at the end of the day, who can play? Who can really do something against Man City? We'll see. But yeah, the game against City, we predicted City to beat Chelsea in that game. We said, and it ended 2-0. We said 3-1, it ended 2-0. Then at Wolves, we did say Chelsea were going to win, but we didn't say 6-2, said 1-0. And then finally, the last couple of games, 1-1 against Crystal Palace. And at Bournemouth last weekend, Chelsea went away with a 1-0 win right at the end. And we did predict that. We did say Chelsea were going to win, but we did say there was going to be a few more goals in that game than just a 1-0 win. Now for West Ham, their start to the season has been probably a little bit disappointing. But again, one of these defeats is against Man City. That was their last home game where West Ham failed to win, basically. I mean, We predicted it. That was what I was going to get to. Finally, City, we said we're going to beat West Ham 2-1. It ended 3-1. So again, over 2.5, both teams to score and City to win. Now, last weekend, West Ham travelled just across London to play Fulham. And we knew it was going to be a tight game. We said under 2.5 goals. We also predicted a draw and it ended 1-1. So that was a great prediction from our side. A very tight game there. And I think this equally, it will be a tight game. But considering how these two teams have started, we think one of them is just going to edge it.
We do. And we think, I mean, it's a London derby. Even though it's at West Ham, we think it'll be Chelsea who are just a bit better at the moment at this stage of the season. But we do think it'll be open. And we've gone for a both teams score prediction in this one. You only get odds of 1.5 for that, so not brilliant. But yeah, that's what we think. It's probably safest. In terms of a full-time result prediction, yeah, Chelsea to win, 2.05 odds is what we like on this. And if you go for a 2-1 Chelsea win, you can actually get odds of 10. That's 9-1 in fractional.
Interesting.
So I think that's pretty juicy, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Interestingly, though, Chelsea haven't beaten West Ham and they've played them away from home in the last three league matches. But they're also unbeaten in their last five league matches away from home, Chelsea. So a bit of a conundrum there. But yeah, you will have to see how it turns out. But yeah, last time I think was basically just over a year ago, wasn't it? West Ham played Chelsea at home and beat them 3-1. So yeah, but then they, in the return, they got beaten 5-0 by Chelsea. So very close, we think. Hopefully it's not as one-sided as those ones. But that's what we have gone for. So moving on, we've got next game is Southampton, 19th. We're doing really badly. Who are playing a team, another promoted team, not doing too well either, but with a bit more hope, we hope for you, Moose. 17th position, Ipswich Town, kicks off on Saturday, 21st of September, 3 p.m. kickoff in the UK. On footballpredictions.net, of course, you can find your localised kickoff times, your odds, your TV channels and streaming services for this one. So give us the lowdown.
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting tie at the bottom of the EPL, I think, already. It's painting a picture for those promoted teams again that they might struggle a fair bit this season. However, Ipswich did start their season with a home game to Liverpool, which they lost 2-0. We called that one. We said Liverpool were going to win. And at City, we actually said Ipswich were going to score a goal. And they managed to score the first goal of that game, but they did fell to a 4-1 defeat. We said 3-1 City. So again, over 2.5, both teams to score. And Ipswich defeat. Now, the last two Premier League games for Ipswich has been draws. And last week at Brighton, they stood their ground quite firmly. It ended 0-0. We said that Brighton were going to beat them 3-0. So, yeah, 0-0 in that game was a good result for Ipswich.
They did well
and,
there.
And they're going to play us up. But they're up against the Southampton team. They have lost all of their games so far this season. Not picked up a single point. And last season, they did lose both games to Ipswich, both home and away. Yeah. But let's see. The last game out Southampton had was at home to Man United. And it has to be said, Southampton were actually on top right up until the 35th minute where they missed a penalty. And then United went on to score 3 goals and beat them 3-0. And we did say United were going to win that game. We also said it was going to be over 2.5 goals. And prior to that game, we said that Southampton were going to lose 3-1 at Brentford. And they lost 3-1 at Brentford. So, yeah, as for this tie, no doubt it's going to be really, really tight. We think Southampton may pick up all the points.
Yeah, I know it pains you to say that, but we do think that. But, you know, actually, looking at our predictions, the main one we think here is under 2.5 goals. So we think it'll be a low scorer. 2 is what you can get, odds of 2 for that under 2.5. But tell you what, if you do want Southampton as a win, you get odds of 2.25. And they haven't actually beaten Ipswich Town in the last 3 league games. I know that's across a couple of different leagues, but that's the facts. And Ipswich, on the other hand, are unbeaten when they've played Southampton away from home in their last 4. So could go either way, really, couldn't it? I mean, it's going to be tight.
Yeah.
So, go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but most likely low scoring. If we look, these are the two least scoring teams right now in the EPL. But yeah, let's see.
Yeah, exactly. So we've gone for a very tight one. 1-0, we think, to Southampton at St Mary's. And just looking at a poll on the website, because a lot of people have asked for this, but you can, of course, go on the site and vote and have a look in the poll. 45% Southampton believe will win. 27 believe Ipswich Town will go there and have a smash and grab. And the other 27% or so, 28%, like a draw. 12% of those are 0-0 draw. But yeah, we think under 2.5 is probably a good shout. And we move on to Tottenham Hotspur, who are 13th, not doing too well this season. Bit of a bad start. We take on Brentford, who've had a pretty good start, who are in 9th. And this kicks off on Saturday, 21st of September, 3 p.m. For this game, on our page, the clickable link you'll find in the description, footballpredictions.net provides your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. Spurs, I don't know if you saw them in the EFL Cup last night. They were playing a little bit of a second string team, but they just did a last 2 minutes. They were losing 1-0 and managed to score 2 quick fire goals and come up with the goods to get through to the next round. But it's not been easy for them. They had that difficult game against Arsenal after the defeat at Newcastle. So let us know what you think is going to happen here, Moose.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one, actually. A bit of a, it's not really a London derby, is it? Let's be honest. But two teams from London playing each other, East versus West, Northwest, Northeast.
Northeast.
Sorry,
North,
yeah.
Actually. North.
North. We got there in the end. Yeah. Anyway, for Spurs, yes, just one win so far this season. Like you said, last time out in the Premier League was the big one. It was the local derby against Arsenal. We did say Arsenal were going to beat Spurs. We said 2-1. It ended 1-0 to Arsenal, but we did call the outcome of that one. We also called the goals outcome in the Newcastle game. We did say 2-2, but yeah, Spurs didn't get the second goal. It ended 2-1. But again, both teams have scored over 2.5 goals in that one. Spurs did beat Everton. We did say they were going to beat Everton, but we also thought Spurs were going to beat Leicester, and they didn't. It ended 1-1, and we did have both teams to score in that one. So, yeah, really mixed start for Spurs going into this game. Brentford, a bit of a home and away story, really, because they're two away games, which, to be fair, has probably the two most tricky away games that you could pick for an opening to the season was at Liverpool and Man City. They lost both games. They lost 2-0 at Liverpool. They lost 2-1 at City. We said they were going to lose 3-1 in both. And yeah, like at City, we had the outcome over 2.5. And we had both teams to score in that game. And that was their most recent game. The home game with Southampton, which was just before the City game, ended 3-1 to Brentford. And we called that. We said 3-1 Brentford. So we had both teams to score over 2.5 and Brentford to win. Probably should mention that we called both EFL Cup games because Brentford was also in action this midweek. They played Leyden Orient at home. We said 3-0. It ended 3-1, but again, over 2.5 and Brentford to win. And Spurs, we thought they were just going to sneak it at Coventry. And you could say that they sneaked it right at the end.
Snuck it by a goal, like we predicted.
They did, yeah. We said 1-0, they won 2-1. So, yeah, no doubt Spurs has not had the start to the season they probably wished for. Brentford is definitely a team they'll look at to sort of bounce back from that defeat against Arsenal.
Yeah, and should be a good game. I'm going to be at this game. It's a prediction that we've made of both teams to score, which, you know, Tottenham are open at the back, Brentford do like the odd goal. And you can only get odds, though, of 1.53 for that. Equally is not really great odds, but we've gone for the Spurs win. We think they'll be pretty desperate for this win, actually. And odds of only 1.57 on that one. But, yeah, I think the crowd will be right behind them in this one because they really, really need to start climbing the table to get anywhere near those positions they used to be finishing in. Anyways, we'll see how it goes. Of course, Brentford, you know, missing a few players from last season, including their main striker. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But in our prediction, we've got on our website 2-1, and odds on that are 9.5. Yeah, look at the site and you'll see the predicted lineups and everything else that we've got going on there, including all the stats. Our poll, that currently 62% of people think a Spurs home win, 24% like a Brentford away win, and the rest like a draw. But yeah, 2-1 to Tottenham Hotspur, we think will happen. Next up, we have Fulham, 12th at the minute, who take on the high-flying Magpies. Newcastle United, who are currently in third, kicks off on Saturday, 21st of September, 3 p.m. in the UK. Go to footballpredictions.net for your local kickoff time, betting odds, and all the broadcast streaming options available in your local area. So what do we think about this draw?
Yeah, this is, again, another interesting game. I mean, Fulham, pretty much throughout, since the beginning of the season, we've predicted to be low-scoring games. And if we look at the last three games, including the EFL Cup at Preston, they were all under 2.5 games. The last EPL game was at home to West Ham. It ended a draw, and we predicted a draw in that game. At Ipswich, we thought they were going to just edge it in a narrow 1-0 win. It ended 1-1, but again, it was an under market. It has to be, we probably should mention that in the EFL Cup at Preston, Fulham actually got knocked out in the end in a record-breaking penalty shootout. They lost 16-15 in the penalty shootout there. So, yeah, not great for Fulham, who, yeah, to be honest, so far this season, they've played two promoted teams, they lost at Man United in the first game of the season. Apart from that, just one win recorded so far this season for Fulham and out of the EFL Cup already. Now, Newcastle, let's look at our predictions, because last week at Wolves, we said Newcastle were going to beat Wolves 2-1, and it ended 2-1 to Newcastle, although they did go down by a goal to nil, but they did bounce back and win 2-1. They also beat Spurs in the game previous to that, 2-1, which was a great result for Newcastle, because they were actually, in fact, getting battered pretty badly by Spurs in that game. But yeah, somehow they managed to pull off a 2-1 win. And in the EFL Cup, they also went through against Forest. That was on penalties. Previous to that, they started the season with a 1-0 win against Southampton. It has to be said, we had 3-1 for Newcastle in that game, and it probably would have been very different had they not had a man sent off quite early in that first half. But they managed to stand their ground. And I think overall, Newcastle has recorded 3 wins and a draw so far. They're sitting third in the table. It's a good start for Newcastle against the Fulham side that's been a little bit sluggish of late, considering the teams they've played. It's going to be an interesting one. But yeah, we think that Newcastle is going to continue this good run.
Yeah, and it's interesting as well. You look at the Newcastle score lines. The last two games in Premier League have been 2-1s for them. Then before that, they had an EFL Cup in Premier League, a 1-1 and a 1-1. Fulham, the last three games, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. So basically what I'm saying is both teams to score is quite a common thing here. Yeah. And that's what we're going for here. We've gone for both teams to score prediction. 1.53 is the odds you can get for that, which is okay. But you'd think, you know, Fulham being at home, they're pretty strong at home. They'll have a good crowd behind them. It's right there at Craven Cottage. We think Newcastle will get the win. They're just looking like that. For some reason, they're getting over the line, even though sometimes they're not playing very well at all. But Eddie Howe's got them motoring at the minute, and I think they'll be getting a lot of confidence from this. So we think they'll win, Newcastle, that is. You can get odds of 2.5 on their win if you think they will win. But, you know, Fulham haven't, this is from our site, just one of the stats, haven't won against Newcastle in the last 8 league matches. So, it's not so good, is it? And, looking at the correct score prediction of 1-2, you can get odds of that of 11, so very high, considering those have been the last two scores for Newcastle. So, 11 or 10 to 1, pretty good, I think.
Pretty good, yeah.
You did like in the poll, just looking at the poll on the site, Fulham 24% like a home win, 61% like a Newcastle away win, and the rest 16% like a draw. So let's see how that one goes and move on to our next one. Aston Villa, fifth at the moment, doing really well. We take on Wolves, not doing so well, in 18th position. Kicks off on Saturday, 21st of September, another 3 p.m. kickoff in the UK. You can find your local kickoff time for this game and all the game odds and the available broadcasting streaming channels on, of course, footballpredictions.net. And Villa had a nice win as well in the Champions League too, didn't they? Even though it was against Young Boys.
Yeah, Aston Villa's had a really decent start to the season. Like prior to the season, they actually lost a couple of their best players from last season going into this season. But yeah, they've made up for that with a couple of good signings, and they've had a really good start to the season, which started with a 2-1 win at West Ham. Again, over 2.5 goals, and both teams to score in our predictions there. Now, they have had the only defeat they've had this season was at home to Arsenal. We said Arsenal was going to win that game 2-0, and they won 2-0 in that one. But then the last three matches, Villa has really bounced back. They beat Leicester 2-1 away, and we predicted that correct score. We said 2-1. Now, against Everton, Aston Villa actually went 2-0 down, but then they bounced back 1-3-2. And then, like you said, the first Champions League game, basically The first Champions League game the Villas played since the early 80s, they travelled to Young Boys and beat them quite convincingly 3-0. So it's a great start for Emery's side. And we know Emery is strong in Europe as well. He's won so many titles with Sevilla and Villarreal. Yeah. So he knows how to manage Europe. And yeah, he also knows most likely how to manage these local derbies, because Wolverhampton also from one part of Birmingham, and Wolves, on the other hand, knocked out of the EFL Cup midweek to Brighton. We said over 2.5 goals, both teams to score in that one. They lost 3-2. We also did say that they were going to get knocked out, because we said that Brighton was going to win that game. The last home game was at home to Newcastle. We did just cover Newcastle, so you would also know that Newcastle won that game 2-1, and we predicted 2-1 in that game. Now, since the beginning of the season, which for Wolves started with a defeat at Arsenal and a home defeat, heavy home defeat to Chelsea, we predicted both those outcomes. Like, Wolves' only win so far was in the EFL Cup against Burnley. And so far, it does mean that Wolves now sits bottom three, 1 point, which came at Forest, and out of the EFL Cup. So really been struggling. And they're going to play a Villa side here who just looks to become stronger and stronger under Emery.
Yeah. So will it be hi-ho Aston Villa or hi-ho Wolverhampton? We think it's probably going to be both teams to score. 1.67 are the odds you can get for that. But we do think, being at Villa Park, that they will win. And we're going for yet another 2-1 result. Odds of that you can get for 9 or 8 to 1. And if you look at our site, Aston Villa, very heavily favoured there as well. 69% of you think they will win, 15%. I mean, this is a local derby, you know, don't forget, this is the Midlands. There's going to be a lot of love lost between the two sides, and the fans really love this game. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching this, but we do think that Villa will just get over the line and do the business. So next up, we have got Liverpool, who take on, they're in fourth at the minute, who take on Bournemouth, who are 11th. Kicks off on Saturday, 21st September, 3 p.m. UK time kickoff, and find your local kickoff time and the game odds and all the available broadcast streaming channels for this match on our page on footballpredictions.net, of course. Liverpool doing pretty well. They did lose, of course, in the last time out in the Premier League, yeah, which was a shock.
Yeah.
I did watch it and thought they were the better team, but a bit of a smash and grab by Forest in the end, and they had all the answers, didn't they?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of negativity from certain parts of Liverpool fans after that game. But, I mean, after that start to the season with three clean sheets at Ipswich at home to Brentford, and then that 3-0 win at Man United, you'd think that slot would be forgiven for this little slip-up at home to Forest, especially considering that midweek they went to AC Milan in a game that we predicted Liverpool to bounce back. We said Liverpool were going to beat AC Milan 2-1, and they beat them 3-1 in that game. So again, a game where we had outcome over two and a half, and both teams to score correct. But apart from that, we've called the first three out of four matches for Liverpool and the outcome. But yeah, it was a big surprise that they lost at home to Forest, obviously, last week. But Forest has obviously had a decent start to the season, unbeaten, and 8 points in the EPL. So that's not to be sniffed at. Now, Bournemouth, on the other hand, they would have counted themselves quite unlucky not to have picked up a win early in the season against Newcastle. Now, at Forest, they actually got a point at Forest. So in the first game of the season, they went to Forest, drew them 1-1. We set both teams to score in that game. We didn't think that Bournemouth were going to pick a point, but they did. Same against Newcastle, they picked a point. Then in the EFL Cup, they got knocked out by West Ham, which we predicted the outcome of that one. Last week at Everton, we thought it was going to be a tight game, and to some extent it was a tight game, and it was actually a draw until very deep into injury time. Bournemouth scored again and beat Everton 3-2. But again, we had both teams to score. And then finally, in the latest game, which was a home game against Chelsea, we said Bournemouth were going to lose 3-1. They lost 1-0 very late on in that one. So they feel a bit unlucky. But yeah, overall, not a mixed start for Bournemouth, I'd say. They'd probably feel they could have had more points on the board. Like I said, they had a very late goal against Newcastle, disallowed due to VAR. So that would have been a win for them. And then they conceded very late against Chelsea, could have been another point. So yeah, don't underestimate Bournemouth here, but they are up against Liverpool, who will be very keen to convince their supporters that that game against Forest was just a little slip up.
Indeed. And we think Liverpool will get the points. They're odds on to win. You only get odds of 1.3 for them to win. But we do like a Bournemouth to score a goal in this game. So we've gone for both teams to score. Fairly good value, I think, in that. Odds of 1.7. So, yeah, if you like that market, have a look at it. But for the correct score, we've gone for a 2-1. And you can get odds of a 10 or 9-1 for that. Which, I mean, for a very common score in football, I think that's pretty generous, to be honest with you. Yeah, 70% of people on our site in the poll think that it's going to be a Liverpool home win. I mean, why wouldn't you? Yeah, it would be a reasonable thing to think. Only 9% believe Bournemouth can do what happened to them last time and come away with the win at Anfield. Wow, that would be something if they lost two in a row at Anfield in the Premier League. Yeah, I don't know when the last time that happened was.
Sounds unlikely.
Yeah, it does sound unlikely, but nothing's impossible. But let's see how it goes. And shall we move on to our next featured match, which is Leicester City, who are 15th after being promoted, who take on Everton, who are dead last, 20th, haven't won anything, who are looking to be demoted if they carry on this way. Kicks off on Saturday, 21st of September, 3 p.m. kickoff in the UK. Visit, of course, footballpredictions.net, our website. On our page, look in the clickable links, and you'll find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and the broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this game. Right, not many wins between the two of these.
This is going to be another interesting game at the bottom half of the EPL. Everton with that really terrible start. And again, this whole scenario that now seems to be happening with these new teams coming into the EPL and really struggling. No wins so far for Leicester, Ipswich or Southampton. But against Everton, Leicester seems to have a decent chance to pick something up, because Everton really has been off to a terrible start. It has to be said, though, that in the last two games, and we can start with Everton here, at the latest home game was against Bournemouth. They were up 2-0 and lost 3-2. We had both teams to score in that game. Then at Villa, we did say that Villa were going to win, but Everton again went up 2-0 and lost 3-2. So maybe they've learned their lesson. Who knows? But yeah, earlier in the season, obviously Everton, after a terrible start, lost 3-0 at home to Brighton and 4-0 at Spurs. And this midweek, they got dumped out of the EFL Cup by Southampton. It was a draw until the end, and then they got knocked out on penalties. So yeah, I think morally, that was not a... Or psychologically, that was not great either for Everton to be knocked out of the EFL Cup by a fellow team that's struggling at the bottom of the EPL. Now, Leicester, it's not like they've had a bad start. They nearly beat Palace last week. They were up 2-0 at Palace. And then it was only at the very end that Palace managed to get a goal back through a VAR penalty in injury time, and it ended 2-2. Prior to that, in Leicester's latest home game, they lost 2-1 at home to Aston Villa. We called that result. We said Villa were going to win 2-1. So again, outcome over 2.5 goals, both teams to score. In the EFL Cup, Leicester quite convincingly beat Tranmere 4-0. We said 3-1, but again, we called Leicester. We said Leicester were going to lose at Fulham. They lost at Fulham. And they surprised us a little bit in the beginning of the season against Spurs. They picked up a point, so a 1-1 draw. So overall, 2 points for Leicester. But going into this game, it's definitely a game they will look at. To win. And Leicester so far this season, also has to be said, they've scored in every single game that they have played in the EPL last season. Only the last few games where Everton started to pick up a few goals. But No doubt it's going to be a tight game. Less for Everton, I think if they lose this one, it's not going to look good.
Yeah, and we think they will. So we've gone for a Leicester City win. 2.6 is the odds you can get for that. So pretty high, actually. But both teams to score is what we think is probably a more likely result for what we're going to look at. 1.67 is what you can get for that. And for a correct score, we've actually gone for the classic 2-1 home win. And you can get odds of that of 11 or 10 to 1. On our site, 68% of you like Leicester to win this game. I think Everton have been so terrible this season that the confidence must be at an all-time low. Wouldn't be terrible if they moved into their new stadium as a relegated side, and it'll be the first time, if they did get relegated, that they would be from the Premier League ever, because they've been in it since the beginning of the formation, since 92, 93. But let's hope that doesn't happen for their sake. But yeah, just looking at the moment, not too good. So yeah, let's see how it goes, and move on to the next game, which is Crystal Palace, 16th at the minute, who take on Manchester United, who are in 10th. Both teams having a bit of an iffy start to the season. But it kicks off on Saturday, 21st of September, 5:30. So it's the early evening kickoff. For this game, you can see your local kickoff time and local betting odds and available viewing options to you on footballpredictions.net. So how about these two teams then?
Yeah, this was an interesting one, because if our listeners remember, obviously towards the end of last season, Man United traveled to Selhurst Park and got absolutely battered 4-0. And I think everyone at this point in time thought that was going to be one of Ten Hag's last matches. But Ten Hag is still there. Glasner is still at Palace. However, Palace, who many predicted to kick on from the end of last season, has failed to win a single game this season so far in the Premier League. And going into this game, it could be a very different story to the one of last season, where Palace won 4-0. If we look at some of the results and our predictions, the EFL Cup, I think that's a good place to start, because we called Palace's 2-1 win at QPR midweek, not QPR 2-1. We said it was going to be 2-1. Prior to that, Palace played at home to Leicester. We thought they were going to beat Leicester 2-0, ended 2-2. And then at Chelsea, they did pick up a point, to be fair. They picked up a 1-1 draw. We said both teams to score in that game. We also thought Palace were going to lose. And then at the beginning of the season, Palace surprised us a little bit with a defeat at Brentford and a home defeat to West Ham. So not a great start for Palace by any means. Now, United, bit of a mixed bag. I think, can we put a lot into the last few results? I think not. They played Barnsley at home in the EFL Cup. We said 2-0. They beat them 7-0. But I think in these cup games, as soon as a big team like United go up quite early on, there's almost no way back for these smaller teams. And that was indeed the case for Barnsley here. 7-0 United. But a good confidence boost for certain players, I'm sure. The game prior to that at Southampton, we covered this for the Southampton-Ipswich game. Actually, Southampton were pretty decent up until they missed that penalty. Looked on top, actually, against United. But after United scored that first goal, there was almost no doubt who was actually going on to win the game. We said United were going to win, and they won 3-0 in an over 2.5 game as well. The one that stings for most United fans would be the home defeat to Liverpool, 3-0. Again, quite a convincing defeat at home to Liverpool, which will obviously, it's never a popular game to lose that one for Ten Hag. And prior to that, it came off the back of a defeat at Brighton, where we had both teams to score and over 2.5 goals in that one. And then, of course, United won the first game against Fulham, narrowly 1-0. So yeah, really tricky game to call this one. But considering that Palace has got off to this bad start, United probably picked up a little bit of confidence from the last couple of games, at least that Southampton win. It's going to be an interesting game, this one.
Yeah, and for those reasons, actually, we've gone for both teams to score as well for this one. 1.53 odds is what you can get for that. If you're going to pick a winner, it's probably, we think, this is really tough, but the odds are saying as well, agreeing with us, Manchester United, that might be because a lot of people bet on Manchester United because they have so many supporters. But for them to win is what we think might just happen, actually. Crystal Palace have got a really good record against Man United, especially at home. But, yeah, we think the tables might get turned in this one. Well, let's see how it goes. But 2-1, we think, is going to be the away win for United. 10 is what you can get odds on that, so quite high, or 9-1. And Crystal Palace on our website, the people are voting. 25% of people like Palace, 64 like United, and the rest a draw. I think this is why I like both teams to score, because I think that's a very likely thing to happen in this game. But yeah, picking a winner is quite a tough ask, I think. Anyway, moving on, this yep. should be a really good game. Brighton and Hove Albion are sixth at the moment in the table. You take on Nottingham Forest, who are seventh. They've done really well. Kicks off on Sunday, 22nd of September, 2 p.m. kickoff. You can find your local kickoff time and the game odds as usual, and all the available broadcast streaming channels for this match on footballpredictions.net. And I don't see really any losses for these two teams lately.
No, these are two teams that have had a really, really solid start to the Premier League season. And also great to see that some of these teams actually can look and challenge some of these bigger teams in the Premier League. And Forest very much proved that last week. They went to Anfield, beat Liverpool 1-0. And who would have thought that? Because in the game prior to that, Forest only managed to draw Wolves and Newcastle 1-1 at home. That Newcastle game was in the EFL Cup, where Forest did get knocked out, to be fair. If we look at Forest and their results, low scoring games, the two away games so far this season in the EPL, they've won them both 1-0. And then, funnily enough, all of their home games, they've drawn 1-1. So, yeah, two wins, two draws for Forest. We have called a lot of these under 2.5 games for them. In terms of Brighton, the EFL Cup against Wolves, they beat them 3-2. We said 2-1. So again, over 2.5, both teams to score and Brighton to win. I'm not saying it was a shock, but we predicted Brighton to beat Ipswich 3-0 last week. It ended 0-0. But again, we had both teams to score in that one. Brighton got a 1-1 draw at Arsenal, which was a really good point. And then at the beginning of the season, they had that great 3-0 away win to Everton and a 2-1 win at home to United. Overall, we know Brighton can score goals. Brighton has been looking really, really good. But yeah, against Forest, what do we think?
Against Forest, we think that this will be a game that ends up being an under 2.5 goals game is what the tip is. And you can get under 2.5 goals because it'll be tight, we think. I mean, they're both great playing teams in terms of defence at the moment. But we think under 2.5, 2 is what you can get for that, which is, I think, a fairly good return. But if you did like the Brighton win, which is probably the most obvious outcome, given that it's at home at Brighton. But, you know, you saw what Forest did away at Liverpool. Brighton to win, 1.75 odds you can get. And that's something that maybe you'd want to look at too. But regarding a scoreline, we've gone for a 2-0 home win. And odds for that are 9.5. So if Brighton can carry on like that, they're going to have a hell of a season. Regarding the the vote on the site, we have got 73% of people like a Brighton win, so quite a lot.
That's quite a lot.
20% Nottingham Forest, which is a bit of a surprise considering what they've just done. But yeah, can they keep it up? That's the question. I mean, it's Nottingham Forest. Brighton have done really well. They keep losing all these players, but they keep just coming back. And 7% like a draw, and all of them a score draw at the moment in our voting. So yeah, let's see. 2-0 we think to Brighton. Let's see how it goes. Next, we've got Manchester City. This is a cracking game, this one. Manchester City first in the table versus Arsenal second in the table. Wow. Kicks off Sunday, 22nd of September, 4:30, the late one. And you can get on footballpredictions.net, our website. You can find all the localised kickoff times, odds, TV channels and streaming services. Not any losses in these two's history as well this season.
No. And if we look at City first, City who played in the Champions League already, we are recording this before Arsenal is playing Atalanta. Now, will that play in as an advantage for City? Because just having that one day of extra rest, City played Inter Milan last night. They drew that one nil-nil. But if we look at their games in the EPL this season, we called all the outcomes. We said City to win each and single one of them. But last time out, it was a 2-1 win at home to Brentford. We said 3-1. It was a 3-1 win at West Ham. We said 2-1. And at home to Ipswich, we said 3-1. And it was 4-1. So in those matches, we had the outcome, both teams to score on over 2.5 goals. We also called City's win at Chelsea at the beginning of the season. But yeah, not really a hu any huge surprises here. City won all their games so far this season. Maybe Chelsea's been their most tricky opponent, but they still beat them quite convincingly 2-0. Arsenal, last time out, good win at Spurs. They were sitting in back for a lot of that game, but they managed to beat Spurs 1-0. We said Arsenal were going to win that game in a narrow win. Then at home to Brighton, we set both teams to score, but don't forget Arsenal got a man sent off. Declan Rice got sent off, and that game ended 1-1. At Villa, not an easy game. We covered Villa earlier. We said Villa has been looking really strong, but just one defeat all season. That was at home to Arsenal. Arsenal beat them 2-0. We said 1-0. So again, no both teams to score, under 2.5, and Arsenal to win. And of course, we said Arsenal were going to beat Wolves at the beginning of the season as well. But yeah, two teams unbeaten. This is going to be a really interesting contest because finally, is Arsenal going to push City off the throne or not?
We think not. We think Man City at home, they'll be pumped up. And of course, they've got this backdrop of these 130 now, is it charges against them in the Premier League that's underway. So we don't know what the result's going to be. A bit strange that it's behind closed doors. So we'll see how it turns out. But on the pitch, they're good. And I did see that Arsenal game, and I think they won ugly, really, against Tottenham. It could have easily been a draw. But they got the goal that counted from a good header from Gabriel. And yeah, I wonder if his very bright teeth will be smiling at the end of this one. We think not. Under 2.5 goals is what we're going for. We think it'll be that kind of game. And because Arsenal are good defensively, they'll have Rice back, I think, for this game, because it was just a one game suspension, wasn't it? Because it was two yellows. 1.8 you can get odds for an under 2.5 goals game. And that similarly, for a Manchester City win, you can also get 1.8. So they are, the bookies' favourite for this one as well, although, by not a great deal. But yeah, we think they will get over the line. Arsenal are good, but are they as good as Manchester City? And I tell you what, Arsenal haven't lost in their last 11 league matches away from home. That's a pretty good stat, really, isn't
That
it?
is a pretty good stat, yeah.
But do you know what? They've not beaten Manchester City in away games in the last nine. So their away record against City is terrible, but everybody else is good. So
Yeah.
it's their bogey team, isn't it? A little bit. So yeah, that's what we think is going to happen. We think it's going to continue on. And like I was looking earlier at the scoreline, 2-0, we think is going to be the scoreline. And you get odds of that of 9, 8-1, which is pretty decent. Yeah, so we think they can keep them goalless at the Etihad. On the website, the poll, the all-important poll, our users think 62% of people like Manchester City to win it, and only 15% think Arsenal will go there and get the win away from home. Yep, and we agree. 15%, sorry, 15% like a score draw, and 8% a nil-nil draw. So what's that, 23% think a draw. So it is going to be very close, but we think that City, yeah, have just got the quality that will get them over the line. Last couple of games last 3 games have been not a lot in this. The years before, I think City gave them some good hidings, didn't they? But yeah, I remember that 4-1 a couple of years ago, or last year actually. But yeah, let's see how it pans out. It'll be a really good game. I think there'll be a lot of eyes on that game. And
Yes.
if you want to watch it, we'll be doing the same as well. Yeah, so in the description of this podcast, you can find, of course, the links to all the matches that we've been discussing, or on the footballpredictions.net site. Why do that? Well, it's where you can have a look at all of the online places to see the games from your location via the streaming and TV channels. And of course, our predictions for different betting markets, as well as the latest offers and odds. And you might also be interested to know that we produce these podcasts across several competitions, as well as this one, and you can listen to them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally source your podcasts from. Well, that's all for this Premier League roundup. Thanks for listening. And for now, it's
goodbye.
Bye-bye.